Okay, after having gotten into some of the particulars of Erev Shabbos, we're going to take a step back again now and discuss a little more general halachas, which is, there's an agenda here. This isn't just to discuss the particulars of the halachas, but ultimately the agenda here is to try to get us to a situation where we can greet Shabbos in a timely, relaxed way, as is befitting for Shabbos. That's why we're dedicating this time to this subject now, in order to really enhance our Shabbosim in general. So the halacha is that the hachanas for Shabbos should be done as early as possible in the morning. Now, you know what? I'll take a step back. The Shla says that ideally, when we talk about all the importance of the menial preparations for Shabbos, the Shla says ideally this should all be done by Chatzos. And then after Chatzos, you are sitting, engaging in Torah, just all ready. You're mikved, you're showered, you're perfumed. You're waiting for Shabbos, Shir HaShirim, and we think about this and we say, yeah, right. So the truth is that a lot of it has to do with, I'm going to say from personal experience, that it is, yeah, right, but on the other hand, it could happen. And it's not, what it really is about the earlier focus. If you think about it, so many of the things that we do Friday afternoon rushed, we get ready the candles, put up the urn, et cetera, ripping the toilet paper, all the different things. If you stop thinking about it Wednesday, many of these things could be done significantly earlier. It's really an issue of focus. So let's note a couple of halachas. First of all, the halacha is that hachanas for Shabbos should be done as early as possible in the morning. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is actually learned from a pasuk. They went out to collect the man, which was their Shabbos preparation. They brought it back in the morning. That was their shopping for Shabbos, the double portion of man that came in the morning. This was done first thing in the morning, just like the man always was. It was always first thing in the morning. And we learn from this that Shabbos preparations should be done first thing in the morning. It's mamish fascinating that the Bir Halacha actually says that according to some shitas, Shabbos preparations are a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa learned from that pasuk of Veichinu es Asher Yaviu. They should prepare on Friday. They should prepare what they want. Asher Teifu Eifu. What you want to have ready for Shabbos, prepare an erev Shabbos. So, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and again, as early as possible. Now, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to do it dafka on Friday versus Thursday, because then it's nikar that it's the chvod Shabbos. So rather than say set your table Thursday night, dafka better to set it Friday morning. But Friday morning, not Friday afternoon. Of course, if you didn't do it Friday morning, do it Friday afternoon. But we're talking about that there's actually an agenda in halacha to do it as early as possible on Friday. And if it's gonna be too tight, specifically, the Shabbat talks about these weeks, in the winter weeks, or if it's not going to be as comfortably set up, Berevach, the Shabbat says, so do it earlier. Do it Thursday. Specifically on the Yomim HaKetzarim, he says, on the short Fridays, do things Thursday. So a very big part of this is really about the thinking about it in advance, rather than suddenly being hit at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday, oh gosh, it's Shabbos tonight. So here is Mamish the place to bring in the famous Machlokes Shammai and Hillel, where it says that Shammai was focused on Shabbos basically from Motzei Shabbos. He was always on the lookout for things to buy for Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says that Hillel didn't operate that way. Hillel, he said, Hashem will provide when it's time for Shabbos, he'll provide. Now, the Poskim say that the halacha is like Shammai. That really, you should be focusing on Shabbos from the beginning of the week and bearing it in mind and factoring it in. We paskim against Hillel. So the paskim say, really, Hillel also agreed with Shammai. In terms of Hilchas Shabbos, that's the way to operate. Just Hillel was working on his personal bitachon. He felt that outweighed the cheshbon. But in terms of Hilchas Shabbos, Hillel agreed to Shammai that that's the way to operate. So this really is a formula to attempt to get to that state where you are not running into the last minute. If the last minute starts at the last minute, it will run into the last minute. But if it can really, in a practical way, already be planned, you don't want to go like Shammai from Wednesday to already be focused on what can be done now, you'll be surprised. There's a lot of things that by just thinking about them a little bit in advance, they don't take much time. They can be done easily instead of leaving it for the last minute squeeze. Okay. Fix that.